Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 12, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to Moore Success Team Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. Mr. Peterman, welcome to the call. I understand that you have a couple of associates that you want to recognize tonight.
Yes, sir, Randy. I appreciate that. I have a Bob Staggs, one of our directors over in the Tulsa area, recruited a millennial over there by the name of DeAndre Graham, and we'll have a couple of those guys on. There's several of those millennials over there that are DeAndre got qualified very quickly and is building a team. His team's qualifying. In fact, a couple of those people under him will be qualified even tomorrow as we go to the briefing. But I wanted to bring that up, and we'll get them introduced sometime shortly as well. But it's exciting for us old guys to see the millenniums and be able to work with sharp, entrepreneurial, business-minded, obviously understand technology a lot better than I do and are on it, but are just excited about and have that entrepreneurial spirit and recognize the timing. So it's a blessing. Randy also wanted to mention, If I can, about the Moore Success Team event. Can I go ahead and do that?
Sure, go right ahead.
Well, I'm excited about it, and I had called about we getting our hotels reserved and all that kind of thing, and we have the host hotel. But I want to just remind everyone about the Power Pact event, the Moore Success Team retreat that's going to be right there in Ada at the corporate headquarters January 19th, 20 and 21. What a way to start the year. I mean, we wrap up this year and finish it out strong and go into January knowing that we're going to be able to get some phenomenal training. And I was looking and talking to Stephanie. I got, just the list of phenomenal speakers. You have speakers from all over the country coming in and doing that. Thursday's going to be, there's trainings, B2B training. Will be, in the afternoon 1 to 3, and you're actually going to be able to choose both sets of that training, B2B and the networking. And then Thursday evening, of course, I like food, but Thursday evening there's going to be a big barbecue. That's all included in there. And then Friday, the training from 10 to noon, lunch is going to be provided. You guys feed good too, I can tell you. And then training in the afternoon 2 to 5, and there's going to be an award ceremony from 7:30 to 10:30 on Friday evening, and that's going to be a tremendous event there as well. And then Saturday, that's a Power Pack Saturday. There's going to be, what's exciting is the couple of days we're going to be there before that, we're going to be meeting people in different places that we are, everyone can, and there's going to be a briefing on Saturday morning from 10 to 11 for you to be able to bring guests and even explode your team while you're there, right there in Ada, Oklahoma. And then there will be a lunch. There will be more training after that and lunch provided and training in the afternoon. There's a profile signing on Saturday evening there as well. And then the ED banquet is going to be there as well. It's just it'll be a phenomenal time. But my point is that you might want to make sure you folks that you get registered, because if you haven't already registered, this, you may want to do it even tonight, because very shortly it's going to go from 99, which it's supposed to have already been there, but it's still on the site at 99. So if you get registered tonight or probably in the morning, you can still get that at 99, but it's going to 129. And then at the door, it'll be 139. But, some of the speakers we're going to have, Randy, not only on the Moore Success Team speakers, but Mr. Rip Mason, Darnell Self's going to be there, James Russo, Melissa Wilder, Miss Carol Smith, and Mrs. Stonecipher. The speakers, Gene and I are just really excited about being at the event and what it can do to help all of us just have an explosion in our business, going from the Moore Team event straight through to the convention. So appreciate a minute to be able to talk about that, and I'm looking forward to hearing Mr. John Long tonight.
Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Peterman. Congratulations to you, working really hard with your team, and I appreciate the promotion there for the big event that we're having coming up real quickly. Next, I want to go out to actually Oregon, We're $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheber. Mr. Sheber, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, fantastic. You know, we are always doing such a great job of celebrating new achievements, new accomplishments, new rank advancements, and sometimes I think that we forget to celebrate some milestones. And so I meant to do this actually a couple of months ago, and I apologize. Tommy and Tommy Irvin, though, have surpassed 10 years in Performance Club. And I know, you know, a lot of people who have been around for a while have been in since inception and things like that, but Tommy and Tommy have been around in legal field over 10 years, have never missed a month in Performance Club, now 122 months. And I just felt like that should be recognized and celebrated, because it's not just about how fast we can get somewhere, but it's about making sure that we do it again and again, leading by example. They're down in Lubbock, Texas, not a ton of help. They're leading their team. They're doing some great things in the marketplace, and they do it consistently over and over again. Congratulations, Tommy and Tommy. Thank you so much for all you do for the team, for the Moore Success Team in general. We appreciate you, and back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Mr. Sheber, and Tommy are always on every week on our Moore Success Team call. We do appreciate them. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, the leader of the Moore Success Team now for over three decades. He's the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and my dad, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Randy. Randy, I want to talk a little bit more about the retreat before we do. You know, we also have some wonderful trainers, if anybody knows, just on our team. We're very happy to have these other people, but we've got absolutely some of the most fabulous trainers, everything from Alex Gardner to Jimmy Parrish to Linda Bowden to Jeff Hughes to Jeremy and Stephanie. We got so many, we can't even name them all. So I'm thankful to God for them. And you know, Randy, the top producer each time on our team gets $1,000. And every year since we've been doing that, except one, that top producer has been Mr. Jimmy Parrish. So I'm sure he's looking forward to that $1,000 again. And second place is $300, and third place is $200. And that's the top producer. Now, the top recruiter gets three nights in the Rick Haney suite right there at the home office, $500 in cash and two tickets to the retreat. The second place winner gets $300 and two tickets, and the third gets $200 and two tickets. Now, here's the way it works. One recruit, 1 point. One recruit who fast start qualifies is equal to 3 points. So it's not only important to get someone recruited, it's important to get them fast start qualified. I'll hush about that, but I'm really excited. I remember last year how much fun we had, and I'm sure Harold Pinson will want to sing for us. I bought a karaoke machine just for this event because I want to honor my buddy Harold. I think he thinks he's Elvis Presley, and I may think he is too. Anyhow, Randy, this next speaker, you know, I can say a lot of things about him, so I'm going to say that at the end, but he's been with Legal Shield since 1999. He was named the Senior Vice President of People and Leadership Development, Chief People's Officer in 2015. He's a CPO, He's for the growth and development of leaders with the corporate staff. He also travels and does talks all over the United States and Canada. Prior to this, he was served as a VP of Capacity Marketing, Operation and Regulatory Compliance, Corporate Development. And I'll tell you, he worked very, very, very close with the founder, Mr. Stonesifer. I know I've had talks with Harlan before, and he thought this guy not just ready to star, but a 10-star. He did that much. He was that dedicated to Mr. Stonesifer. He did that from 99 until 2011 when we sold out to Mid-Ocean. Before coming to the legal service, he served as Director of Development and Alumni Relations at alma mater, the East Central University. He graduated from East Central in 1987 with a degree in mass communication and added a master's degree in 1995. He and his wife, Angela, they have two adult sons, Alex and Blake. Alex, who works as a supervisor of financial analyst, and now I can't speak tonight, folks, you have in Little Rock, and Blake, a senior at ECU. Ladies and gentlemen, not only that, over the years, I've considered him a very personal friend, my friend, your friend, someone that's always ready to help us in the home office, Mr. John Long.
Mr. Moore, thank you very much for that introduction. I mean that. That means a lot.
coming from you. It meant a lot to me earlier today when you let everybody know. I don't know. I don't even think it was 8 o'clock yet, but Mr. Moore called me, not about business, but just wanted to know how that oldest son was doing in Little Rock. And he'd gotten to know Alex, who worked, I guess Alex worked 3.5 years at Legal Shield and prepaid.
Great young man. Great young man.
Well, thank you. But he had the benefit of, you know, studying finance at East Central and had the benefit of working 3 years at our company in IT and in accounting. And I will tell you, learned just as much, if not more, working with the company than he could have possibly learned in the classroom. So I really appreciated you calling and asking about Alex earlier today. And by the way, brag on my other kid. Blake is now going to be entering his last semester at East Central, and he just got his grade report today, and it was outstanding, and had another strong semester, and he's going to be going to seminary after he gets his degree at East Central. So very blessed to have raised those two boys with my wife in Legal Shield. They've grown up prepaid legal and Legal Shield, and it's been a blessing to have been able to do that. Mr. Moore, first thing I want to talk about tonight really is you. Making my notes and thinking about what it is I could say tonight, I wanted to do something that maybe I haven't done before, but wanted to talk about Ken Moore. And for everybody on this phone to know, I'm a pretty early riser. I like to get up, get ready, and get to work early in the morning. Generally, I'll get to work about 7:10, 7:15 in the morning. Tell my wife it's my most constructive part of the day to get stuff done before the meetings start and before, you know, this stuff happens, you know, once everybody gets to work. So I have, 45 minutes to an hour that I like to be there. And I will tell you, it's pretty rare that I get into the parking garage that red Ford pickup is not in there already, that Mr. Moore's not already at work, already in his office, and already planning his days and planning the meetings he's going to attend and the people he's going to speak with. And I, you know, how many times a week do I see Frank Lindsay and Charles Teal come into the office? And I know what you're doing. I know you guys are scheming, you're planning, you're mapping out what it is you're doing that day and what you're doing the next day and the day after that, and constantly bringing prospects into the building and talking to them about Legal Shield. And it just, you know, I know there are days, Ken, that you don't feel your best. I saw you in the hallway one day. Your shoulder was hurting. I know you wanted to be at home and in a chair relaxing, but you weren't. You had the suit on. You had the tie on. You were carrying a briefcase, and you're going at it. And it dawned on me again at that time that, my gosh, if everybody in this business would take this business as seriously as Ken Moore does, I don't know that we could process all of the memberships and all of the recruits that would come in. And I thank you as a corporate employee. I thank Mr. Ken Moore for leading by example in this company for all these years. You're at a point now you don't have to do it. You've got the residual income. You've got the nice living. You don't have to do it, but you do it anyway. And it is inspirational to me and to so many others to see you doing it every day. So thank you is the first thing that I wanted to share with everybody on the call tonight. Second thing, I'll use all of those comments to morph right into, if ever the topic of our calls isn't centered around recruiting, then we ought to take a step back and reshuffle the deck and get things right. Because this business and growing your business is all about recruiting. And I know you're going to hear Jeff Bell. I mean, I've heard Jeff Bell in the meetings talking about it and talking to others about it. And we are going to continue to talk about recruiting. Wilburn Smith, Harlan Stonesoffer, I can hear them right now. Recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. John Addison tells us that we are going to be developing a new generation of leaders with those millennials. David Peterman, I loved your story. I love the fact that we got millennials over in Tulsa that are joining this company. And we'll tell you, there's something about this business that as a 51-year-old, what might appeal to me and some others my age, it's a whole different set of attractions for those millennials. There are elements of this business that are very appealing to millennials, and it's incumbent upon us to go out and make them aware of the opportunity. And if we run into some non-millennials along the way, well, hey, oh, by the way, let's recruit them too. But we've got to get to the point where we are talking recruiting every day and with every recruiting and new blood. And I'm quoting Harlan Stonecipher here, new blood is the lifeblood of our business. We got to go out and we've got to get more new people. We've got to help them do follow Ken Moore's example, go find them and then go help them get started in this business and have some success. So have had an opportunity to be in enough meetings. I know this is a focus. I know that as we prepare to put the bow, so to speak, on December in 2016, I know what the topic and the emphasis and the thrust of 2017 is going to be, and it is going to be back to the basics, recruit, and not getting that out of order. And then I'll share with you, you know, I came across a little message today from Jim Rohn, and it was a message that said, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Harlan Stonecipher talked about urgency a lot and all the time and frequently and only on days that ends in Y. You got to have urgency with your business. There's got to be a reason to get up and go after it. And again, I can't help but revert back to the example that Ken Moore provides, not only the Moore Success Team, but this entire company with getting up and having an urgency about the way he goes about business every day. I'm reminded of the old line that some people will do, do what they can today, so they can have what other people don't have and can't have tomorrow. And that's what Ken Moore and so many of the other leaders on this call do every day and lead by example. And I'm also reminded of Wilburn Smith. As I was making notes for this call, I heard Wilburn in my ear when, you know, Wilburn used to paraphrase that famous quote when he said, there are people that think they can, people think they can't, and you know what? They're both right. And so as the chief people officer, people and leadership development, I would tell you to do a self-audit on a daily basis and more often, twice daily if you have to, but be sure your frame of mind and your attitude is right as you go about this business. And you're impacting other people. Are you impacting them positively or are you impacting them negatively? Are you bringing energy to a room or are you being a downer? Are you, you're in that elevator. Are you taking people up or are you taking people down? And it's incumbent upon all of us to check ourselves and be sure we're going about our business with the right attitude and the proper enthusiasm as we go through our day. So, Mr. Moore, the last thing I'll do is just be a little bit promotional. As CPO, want to talk about a couple of things. Want to talk about self-development. We've done some good things with Success Partners over the last couple of weeks. If you have not visited LegalShieldForSuccess.com recently, I encourage everybody to go there, to click on the far right there where it says Sales Tools, and then drop down to the Self-Development tab. Where we used to have one or two items right there, we've got now a long list of really good self-development tools that can help you in your business. They're priced right. So go there and check those things out. Second thing I want to promote is our learning management system. We have one of the things I'm fortunate to have is Cosetta Lucas, our Senior Director of Training and Associate Development, reports directly to me. So I get to see what Cosetta and her team do every day, every week, every month. And they are beefing up our LMS. And they can beef it up all they want to if you're not utilizing it. I'm asking you to utilize it. There's great training online out there for you to go and take, just refresher courses. Consider the LMS your continuing education in LegalShield. Go there. You can take a course. You can take it again. You can forward along. It's a resource for you, but it's only a resource for you if you use it. So I'm asking you to use it. The last tidbit I will tell you from all that we've been doing in training is something we learned. Hey, maybe we've known it all along, but it was nice to tangibly put numbers to this. We did some research. Cosetta did some research of events, of trainings, that we have in Legal Shield. And she looked at it 90 and 60 and 30 days before the event. Then there's the event itself right in the middle, and then 30, 60, and 90 days after the event. So 90, 60, 30 before, 30, 60, 90 after a specific event or a specific training. I'm here to tell you this is empty. I mean, it's documented. I'm not debating with you or arguing with you. It is what it is. The second most impactful training that we have in Legal Shield on production is group training. So the second most impactful thing you can do is get somebody to group school if you want to impact their production. The single most impactful event as it relates to production is attending a provider attorney open house. And I was candidly a little bit, I would have thought group school would be number one, group school is number two. Attending a provider attorney open house had the largest impact in determining someone's production 30, 60, 90 days after they attended that provider open house. So I'm asking you tonight, in all of the, I mean, my gosh, I heard Idaho, I heard Texas, I heard Alabama, I heard a lot of different states. I'm asking you to get with your provider attorneys and take your new recruits, take your old recruits to the open house, because it's going to do something for them. And I got to believe that it's just the tangible, you know, seeing, touching, hearing the product, which is the provider attorneys, having your questions answered in that provider attorney open house, having the chance to understand each other better, it can go a long way for your business. So take advantage of that. I mean, that's knowledge. That's information. Again, it's not a debate. It's factual. It's statistical. It's analytical. We know what the single most impactful event is for increasing production, and it's attending a provider attorney open house. So take advantage of that information and start utilizing it to its fullest in your individual markets. With that, Mr. Moore, I'll hush for a little bit and throw it back to you.
John, what a great job, and thank you for all those wonderful things said about me. If they weren't true, I appreciate them anyhow.
But they're all true and more.
We want to say from the bottom of our hearts, I joke a lot, I kid a lot, everybody knows that, but when it comes to God, my family, or Legal Shield, I'm very devoted for it, and we have a lot of good people that's devoted. As you heard the names on the call tonight, John, everything from Idaho to Utah to Georgia to South Carolina to California to Arizona to New York, we have a diversified team, but what we have is a team just on the verge of exploding, and we feel like this retreat each year has a lot to do with that, but also leadership like you have provided to us has so much to do to it, so we want to thank you. I'm going to turn it back to Randy right now, John. If I promise you before everybody, if you'll be good, I'll let you buy my lunch.
I look forward to that. Thank you for having me on the call.
Thank you. Just a minute, and I'll turn it around. Thank you, John. God bless.
John, this is Randy. Have you got just a minute to take a couple of questions from some of our Millionaire Club members?
John?
Hey, John?
I'm sorry, I hit mute there. I couldn't get off mute quick enough. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on the call?
He's there.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
John, always great to hear you tonight. I appreciate you taking time from your family to be on the call. You probably more than anybody other than maybe Ken Moore can share a little bit about the bridge from the our founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, who we miss every day, and Jeff Bell. For the benefit of a lot of people that might be new, may have come into the business since Mr. Stonecipher has left us, talk a little bit about some of the excitement you feel from being involved with the number of years you've been involved and the parallels there and where we're headed. I know you don't have a lot of time to go into that, but just some of the excitement that I sense in your voice, but for the benefit of those that are new, especially with your position as Chief People Officer and the relationships that are being built by our new CEO and comparing that to our founder, Mr. Stonecipher.
Well, Jimmy, thanks for setting the question up that way. Let me share with you this. This was really you know, I guess I don't need to be careful in how I say this. I will tell you when the company sold in 2011, Harlan knew, and boy, it still sounds weird to call him Harlan. We'll say Mr. Stonecipher knew he needed to step away and let the company go through the transition and through the leadership changes, and he did exactly that. And then in 2014, in July of 2014, when Jeff Bell came on as chief executive officer, to his credit, the very first people that he wanted to meet with were Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher. And, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher obliged, and they met with Jeff early on in July of 2014. And I happen to know because, I mean, the fact is I was in close contact with Mr. Stonecipher even after the company sold from 2011 until this time. So it was me, you know, I'm not taking credit for the meetings, but I was helping arrange the meetings. And so I happen to know that there were several other times in that time frame from July to November when we lost Mr. Stonecipher. There were several other meetings there between Jeff Bell and Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher, and they would meet, you know, on the sixth floor in the penthouse that the Stonecipher's have that now Jeff Bell utilizes. But they would talk about the business, and Mr. Stonecipher would, I know he appreciated Jeff Bell and all that he was bringing to the company. And what he really appreciated also was the fact that Jeff knew he had never been in this business before and that he needed to absorb and be a sponge to the knowledge that Mr. Stonecipher could provide to him. And he did that, and he soaked it in. And I will tell you, I mean, Jeff is impressive in a lot of ways, but he's a very intelligent individual and was able to take so much knowledge in such a short period of time from the founder of our company. And I, you know, even today still communicate with Shirley, and I know Shirley's very excited about the company, about Jeff Bell's leadership and where we're going. And you know, the thing that strikes me the most, I mean, Jeff Bell can be, I mean, he's hard charging, and sometimes people talk about, well, he's gets after it. And it dawns on me that I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Stonecipher the last 12 years of his tenure with the company. I didn't get a chance to work with Mr. Stonecipher when he was Jeff Bell's age, when he was 54 years old, but I will bet you there are a lot of similarities between the way Jeff Bell approaches every day, every meeting, every opportunity to grow this company that Mr. Stonecipher did at the same age when they were both in their mid to 50s to 55 years old. So that's fun. I mean, you know, I talked about urgency earlier. Harlan had urgency. Jeff Bell has urgency, and this company A to Z will have urgency eventually. Some have it now. I believe the Moore Success Team has always had it, and I think it's always been a demonstration of the leadership of not only Ken Moore but all of the leaders within this organization. But it's something that we need to have, and I believe we have it with our leadership now. It's just incumbent upon us. You know, what Mike Turpin used to say: if people come from miles around to watch you if you catch on fire with enthusiasm, and that's where we are with this company, with where we stand in growing the business again. I mean, we are literally, I would say days. I'll go ahead and be conservative and say weeks. We are weeks away from setting an all-time high for our membership base. That's going to be cause for celebration. I hope it happens before 2016 flips. Wouldn't that be a fun New Year's Eve if on December 31st we set a new record? It's coming. I just can't tell you exactly when, but it's going to be here soon. So, Jimmy, I'm sorry. I mean, you spooled me up. It's like starting a lawnmower. I may go until I run out of gas here, but that was a fun way to set up a question and a great opportunity to talk about our founder and talk about the relationship that Mr. Stonecipher had with Jeff Bell and continues to have with Jeff Bell. It, you know, the old quote from the book Tuesdays of Morning, you know, death ends life. It doesn't end a relationship. And so many of us continue to have a relationship with Harlan Stonecipher.
Well, thanks for sharing. I was a history minor in college and always loved to hear that. And as it relates to our company, the best is still yet to be. And thanks for taking the time tonight to share part of that with us.
Thanks, Jimmy.
John, have you got time for maybe one more quick question?
Oh, I'll try to be shorter this time, Randy, but sure thing.
Well, we've just got a text from $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheever, has got a question for you. Mr. Sheever?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
all right. Fantastic. Well, Mr. Long, thank you so much again. And, you know, you were with the company back when it was still
you know, on Main Street.
And then, right.
And then we built this amazing facility. And there are a lot of people on the More Success team that are looking forward to coming to the retreat that we're holding at the home office in Ada. But I know that we've just given Ada a facelift. I was hoping maybe you'd comment on that real quick and tell us why we should be excited about coming to see the home
well,
office.
Well, Damien, thank you. People, I did not script these questions. Y'all need to know this. What great questions. What fun questions for me to receive and have a chance to respond to. Let me say the first thing regarding this retreat. I've made note, 19th, 20th, 21st of January. I'm not going to be walking up the front drive in my gym shorts and T-shirt like I was last year when the Petermans and Jeff Hughes come drive. Then the whole caravan starts coming up, and I look like I don't know what I look like, but it wasn't very impressive. I've made note, if I'm going to be walking up that hill, by the way, I live right out here by the home office, so I've got a little loop that I do in the evenings and do on the weekends, and I got busted. You guys caught me looking my worst last year. But, hey, let me say this, Damien. Another Mr. Stonecipher quote, when he got so excited about being able to build our home office physically at the location where we are, which is the highest point, in Pontotoc County, and he told us time and again that it is one prepaid way is the best recruiting tool we will ever have. So I was particularly excited listening to David Peterman earlier talk about the business briefing that we'll have here on Saturday morning. It's a chance to go recruit people right here in Ada, Oklahoma. I'll tell you, it's frustrating to me. I can go out to eat and I'll run across people. They're in different deals. We got everybody and their dog is in a network marketing company in Ada, Oklahoma. Just none of them are in Legal Shield. And I'm going, what's the matter with you people? The best company in this industry is just south of town on the hill, and you're doing everything else under the sun. These are people that need a really legitimate opportunity, and they're here, and they're hungry, and they're willing, and they're familiar with the concept. We just got to get them into this business. So I'm looking forward to the More Success team kind of invading Ada. And taking over Ada and getting these people recruited into Legal Shield. From a standpoint of what we're doing is refreshing the home office. We've redone the Hall of Fame. We've done a lot with technology, with digital, with electronics. It allows us to do so much more recognition than a static, finite plaque or photograph. Still think there's a place and a proper use for plaques and photographs, but we're able to do so much more with digital today. I will tell you one of the coolest things, I think, in my mind, about the home office are the banners, the recognition banners that hang from the rafters as you enter the front door, and that's something we'll be changing out, and we'll be putting new stories, new pictures, new names, new stories up in, I mean, it's like the Celtics, it's like the Boston Celtics banners that are hanging from the top there, but it's all of the leaders in this company that have gone and done wonderful things, and it's telling their story. Throughout the building, we have a hallway where we feature Martin Luther King, where we feature our founding fathers, where we feature Abraham Lincoln, and then we feature Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher, and it's a hallway you can walk down in view. We had some people in here from Workday. As head of HR, we're moving over to Workday platform for our financial accounting and our human resources. You should have seen these guys from Workday, six or seven of them here, that took a break and they went down to our selfie booth. We have a selfie booth in the building where you can, if you want an Oklahoma tornado as your background, you can choose that. If you want Legal Shield Home Office as your background, you can choose that, but you can take a selfie of you and your friends and you can email it to yourself right there. It's something that's a lot of fun. That we've enjoyed. We've got the ring, the changes we made in the ring program. What an impressive display we have on the second floor, just outside the elevator as you walk into the Hall of Fame, of all of the different rings right there. So there's just really, we're really just kind of giving version 2.0 to what we started in 2003 with the recognition. We're making it shinier, we're making it better, we're making it newer. And we're doing so much more. You know, I guess it's appropriate. The last thing I'll say is Harlan used to say, you can never do too much recognition. We've got a lot of space at one prepaid way. 177,000 square feet. We're using it more and better for recognition for not only our associates, but also our provider attorneys and our home office employees. So, Damian, thanks for that question.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate you
very much
for your leadership and your friendship.
Can you hear me, John?
Yes, sir.
You know, I tell you what, I admire those guys speaking all the time going up and down the hall.
Right.
No, they'll have to see what I'm talking about when they get there.
Yeah.
John Long, we thank you. God bless you, and thanks for being a friend.
It's always a lot of fun to be on this. It's always a lot of fun to be on this call. You guys invite me back sometime. We will do that.
Thank you, and God bless. Folks, remember this. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Let's keep it that way. Let's go out and make it happen and show them what the Moore Success Team is all about. God bless you, each and every one, and good night.
Good night, everyone.